The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Frances Fitzgerald is with me, though. First and foremost, she is, of course, former Fine Gael MEP, former senior cabinet minister, and currently, you'll find her, a member of the G7 Gender Equality Advisory Council, appointed there by the European Union, by Ursula von der Leyen, on behalf of the European Union. Frances, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ciarán.
And thanks for coming in. Are you disappointed that only 20% of our cabinet are female?
Of course, you'd have to be disappointed. I mean, I'm disappointed overall that we still only have 25% of women in the Dáil. European Parliament actually went back a percentage point in the recent elections as well. They were up at 39%. So it's far too little, because you want our Dáil and our cabinet to reflect the diversity of Ireland. And certainly gender is an important element of diversity. And we have still only 25%. I have to say, despite a lot of efforts, but there are explanations. You know, it's about appointments, but it's also about the fact with our system, incumbency is the big, you know, you get elected if you've already been elected. It's hard to break in. And that is one of the big issues. The good news is we ran more women than ever before, a 52% increase. Now, the question is, are we going to be able to keep those women interested and involved and supported in order to become TDs the next time? Because it's really super, and the 40% quota has ensured that.
So if incumbency is the big factor that's kind of keeping that number suppressed, keeping kind of below 25% or in and around 25%, if you can maintain the levels of participation as they have been, kind of those increased levels, yes, that 50% increase, like over time, should we see naturally as incumbency, as people get older and they just kind of retire out of the gig, that they will be more than likely replaced by women?
The problem with that, Kieran, is it's a bit too slow.
Yeah.
You know, you have to live another, like if you're 40, you have to live another 50 or 60 years to kind of begin to change it. So you need to see acceleration as well. Now, there is some talk about having quotas in the councils, a bit cumbersome to move, but we should begin to examine that and see how that might help. I'm totally in favour of quotas. UN says their kind of temporary necessity to accelerate progress. You will see a natural progress, but it's very slow. I mean, it really is slow. I mean, it's still 25% in the Dáil.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in a cabinet where there were two women, Joan Burton and myself, and an attorney general who was female. Then I was in a cabinet with four women and an attorney general who was female. But we've never had more than four senior cabinet ministers. This time it's gone down to four or three, you know. Even four is quite low. But then you see, if you don't have the pipeline of women who are already ministers of state, let's say, or in the Senate, the choice is for, and it's two men making the decision, the choice is for the two men. They're looking at, you know, ministers, do they demote them, as they did demote one in Fianna Fáil? Do they demote? Who do they promote? People who've already been ministers of state, mostly men. So you get into those kind of decisions. But I suppose overall, what we have to try and ensure is that our leaders and everybody takes gender, you know, as seriously as it needs to be taken for our democracy, because all of the evidence is that if you have more equality in your democracy, even your economy does better.
So what if it's too slow to just kind of wait for incumbency to kind of to be weeded out of the system, or for women through that process to kind of replace men and you get the percentage up, how then do you speed up the process?
I think there's various ways. So you have Minister of State appointments coming up. I mean, they should be looked at very seriously in terms of how many women will get the opportunity to get the experience there. So the next time there are more women in play from the ministers of state. That's one thing. The committee chairs, getting experience as a committee chair is very important. Actually, I was 19 years, I wouldn't suggest this for other people, but I was 19 years in the Dáil before I became a minister. So I do think you do need to build up a certain amount of experience, obviously, before cabinet. But we have had, you know, good people going into cabinet on day one. We had Norma Foley, for example. I remember Alan Dukes, Gemma Hussey went in from the Senate. So that can happen as well. Then I think what you have to do is you've got to be very sensitive to this issue. You've got to want to do something about it. So if vacancies come up in the local authorities, that they, you know, in the vast majority of cases, they should be replaced by women. If you care about diversity and you say equality is a value in Ireland, which it is, in our politics and everywhere else. And you just have to have a greater priority on dealing with it.
You'll still, and they're already texting in the kind of the, how will I describe them? The meritocracy purists.
Yes.
Or puritanicals maybe is a better way to describe it.
But you see, what's behind that assumption, Kieran, is that maybe the women aren't meritorious. In fact, they are. I mean, are we saying seriously that if you take the, is it 44 women we have at the moment, are we seriously saying they're not, if you apply the merit criteria, are we saying they're not as meritorious as the men who are being appointed? I don't think you could say that, because to even get in and get elected in the first place as a woman, it's, you know, it's quite challenging. But it's not putting women off at the moment. We used to have this argument, are there enough women, you know, want to go in? It's too tough. It's too difficult. Actually, there were a lot of women running. We reached the 40% quota quite easily this time.
Yeah.
So there are women who want to be in politics. They're just not getting elected in sufficient numbers, primarily because there's men there already.
So the quota is kind of a fairly blunt instrument, and you know, you could have a debate about its effectiveness or not. But why I bring it up is you're asking government, or you're asking senior politicians, to be mindful of equality and diversity when they're appointing junior ministers or appointing to the Senate. Do you need a blunt instrument? Do you need to say, actually, you know what? You need a quota when it comes to junior ministers. You need a quota when it comes to your Seanad, the Taoiseach's appointments to the Seanad, for example.
Yes. It gets much more fractious, can I put it like that, when you move it into those areas. Because when you're deciding, I mean, it's the most difficult task you have to do as a Taoiseach, obviously, is to appoint your cabinet and select just, you know, 15 people, and now it's between two. Applying a quota at that point, in some ways I'd see as a pretty blunt instrument, but of course Trudeau had no difficulty doing it in 2015, and I was actually present when he said to Leo Varadkar, why don't you appoint 50% of women like I did? And Leo said to him, there's only 25% of women in the Dáil. He said, you should do it anyway. So, but to do that is quite, takes a, that would be a very big move. And I think
it would, but you can see, you know, like say, and not to kind of personalise it, I don't know how you make decisions, but say a Micheál Martin or someone is Taoiseach at the moment, and you're making your kind of picks for the Seanad, and you can be as mindful as you want about diversity and equality, but you know, as a politician, Francis, that what you're primarily mindful of is how you get into power again after the next election.
And
if Francis Fitzgerald is not within the ass's roar of a seat, and this male politician almost got it, I give him a profile in the Seanad.
Yeah. That's why you get into difficulties as you kind of go into the system of local and Senate and appointments to the Senate. But I would hope that they'd be very close to, you know, having it in mind as where we should be going and doing everything possible to move towards it. Because at the end of the day, and by the way, there's no country, very few countries have even gone above 40% of female representation. So, I, you know, it gets tricky when you make it mandatory at that point, but you'd certainly want to see it as a value. And but, you know, you're absolutely right, Kieran. They're considering, it's the toughest decision, as I say, a Taoiseach has to make probably in terms of, you know, that particular piece of the work. And there's so much disappointment, and you're looking at who your supporters are. You're looking at where seats can be won the next time. You're looking at people who already have experience. Do you take, do you leave them out to put in women who haven't experience in the political system? So there's all of those kind of, but the end of the day, if you're serious about gender equality, and you know the rewards of gender equality for our country, for diversity, for discussing. I saw the difference when you had 2, 3, 4 and 5 women in cabinet. You know, if a room is full of men, it's a different sort of discussion to if you have 50, 50, 30, 70, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to get, that. You want a reflection of the problems facing the country being articulated in cabinet and in all these places. But it does seem like we're terribly stubborn here, and the system is very resistant to breaking through. Like 25% with so many more women running shows you the huge difficulties. And I have to say, I know Fine Gael, we've done a huge amount of, you know, mentoring support for women candidates, for new women candidates, for the those returning, and we did get 6 new female TDs elected, and 25% of our TDs are women. So there was a fair bit of work done. You know, most women that ever ran before ran for us in the for Fine Gael in the general election. I think that's reflected across the parties.
There was a sense maybe up to a few years ago that certainly in the the Western world, if we'll call it that, I'm not sure if people use those phrases anymore, but anyway, the Western world, that the direction of progress was a one-way street, that the pace kind of along that street maybe might vary, but it was a kind of a one-way street. And there's a sense maybe now, and you'd have a better sense of this kind of with the G7 work and everything, which is why I asked, that the tide is going out on some of this stuff.
Oh,
like
it is.
Diversity, equality and inclusion.
DEI.
That agenda.
Trump,
like, you just see
firing people because they worked on diversity.
And then there's kind of online boycotts of companies who kind of put it out there as an important part of their culture and ethos. So they're abandoning it. Some of these big kind of corporate giants. I mean, what's your sense of that?
Is this
kind of a temporary blip or?
No, I'll tell you what my sense is. I suppose I thought, for example, violence against women, when I started working on equality 30 years ago, I thought by now we'd have dealt with violence against women. Instead, it's getting worse for a range of reasons, you know, alcohol, drugs, trafficking, pornography. You take the issues around equality. I think one of the things I've learned, it's never linear. It doesn't just continue, as you said, Kieran, going up and up and to going the right direction. Actually, what we're seeing now is a very serious realignment, really, a very serious attack on equality. I knew, for example, when I was Minister for Justice, there were six women in Syria, you know, in positions in relation to justice, you know, a commissioner, myself, DPP and all, mostly replaced by men. So the pipeline isn't always going to be women. We know that. But on the broader issues you're talking about, we are seeing serious threats to equality now. I think it's a very serious moment, but I would put it in the context of the threat to democracy. Because I think what we're seeing is a threat to democracy across Europe as well and in America. And as part of that, then, you see equality being rolled back because, you know, equality is a value of democracy. If democracy has been rolled back, you see in Poland, you know, sexual and reproductive rights, you see it going backwards, quite a few countries in Europe. So I think for those of us who care about this, we're going to have to accelerate our efforts, be as consistent about what our values are and fight this. But of course, what you're seeing in America are very serious rollbacks.
Mm. Women only want diversity when it suits them, says one listener. Somebody else says, what about people of colour? Barely any diversity within the Dáil. When this is concerned, if there was more diversity this way, I bet there'd ultimately be more of a gender balance too. And somebody else says, would Frances consider standing for the role of president? She'd make a fabulous president, so eloquent and knowledgeable. Well, there's an election later this year, Frances.
Oh, well, thanks for the compliment, whoever sent that in. Obviously, it's always a compliment for your name to be mentioned, but I haven't ruled it out. But equally, I think it's a job that there will be very many people looking at, and there's a way to go. Let's get the Senate elections over first.
When's the time? When would people kind of, when would you, in your mind, when do you think I'd have to have made a decision by then?
Well, I guess parties will start having conventions and the election's probably October, I think, is it October? So I would imagine April, May that people will, parties will begin to look at that issue and decide what direction they would like to go in.
Do you think Michael D. Higgins was right to speak at the event the weekend?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I felt as head of state, he was, you know, invited, and I think it was wholly appropriate for him to speak there. I mean, there are a lot of sensitivities, as we know, on the Israeli, you know, the Gaza issue, of course. But I really felt that that he was right to go ahead and speak as head of state.
Well, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you,
Frances. Frances Fitzgerald, former Fine Gael cabinet minister, of course, former MEP, and as you said there as well, on this G7 Gender Equality Advisory Council.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.